Later this morning, Pope Benedict will celebrate Mass on the Esplanade of the Sanctuary at Fatima to mark the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Today also marks the 10th anniversary of the beatification of two of the children who were visionaries, Jacinta and Francisco, and the 5th anniversary of the death of Sister Lucia. Veronica Scarisbrick spoke with Monsignor Luciano Guerra, the former rector of the sanctuary at Fatima, about pilgrimages today and Pope Benedict's link with this important Marian shrine.
We have about now from 4 million to 5 million in the year. They are mainly Portuguese. I guess 80-85% and 15% foreign, who come especially from Spain, many Spanish people, from Italy and from Germany too, from America, etc. So the Catholic countries. And now also for the Eastern countries from Asia, some Manila and Korea, etc. So I would say 15%. And then there are people, generally, they are believers, so Christian, practicants, Catholics. Some come for devotion, only for devotion, because they are good Catholics. Some come for religious tourism, I would say. So they have some religious activities, but then also some they go around to know what is in Portugal, especially in Spain also. They come from here to Spain.
Pope Benedict, he wrote the theological commentary to the third secret. And so, in a sense, he also met with Sister Lucia. In a sense, he's linked to Fatima as well, isn't he?
But I think that the fact that he has a prefect of the Congregation of the Faith, he has written this commentary on the message of Fatima is very, very important. This is the first time, I think, that the Congregation of Faith, the prefect, has written such a commentary. And is a positive comment, so he admits the veracity, the truth of the message of Fatima, so the truth of the children, the testimony of the children. So it's very, very important, this.